Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey, you guys. Anybody feel like going on a Disney cruise?
Yeah.
You think that would be kind of fun?
Can I?
You can't, actually. It's one of our listeners has to win it. So we're doing a Disney cruise escape. It's like three vacations in one. You get to be on the cruise ship. You get to go to the Bahamas. You get to go to a private island.
Get to hang with Jane. I'm pretty sure she's going, right?
Well, if there's any way she can finagle it, she'll do it.
Yeah, she will.
Jane!
What's the matter?
I don't know.
You didn't sing all the song.
He turned it off.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I guess that's the end of it. Right now, call number 97, 800-400-3697, instantly wins a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation to the Bahamas. Hey, before you jump into the texts,
yeah,
Beth Chapman is dead.
Oh,
she has died at 51 after a battle with cancer. In 2017, she'd been diagnosed with stage 2 throat cancer, but was cancer-free by December of that year. The thing I read this morning was saying lung cancer. Everybody gathered around her bedside. I had read a story earlier this morning. People were flying in. Everyone was gathered, and she has passed away at age 51 after a battle with cancer. Rest in peace, Beth Chapman.
It's awful.
Wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, though. There's enough people not driving out there that we get plenty of texts.
We sure do.
So,
yeah.
We want you to text, though.
But
so,
wait till you get where you're going.
Right, 800-400-3697.
And sitting in traffic is still driving. Stop it now. Stop it.
At least been in law foresman 22 years. Never issued a citation for lemonade stand. I would declare there is no police officer in California that has issued a citation for a lemonade stand to a kid. I hope you're right.
I hope you're right, too, because I actually thought the same thing. Like, what? Who is doing that?
If your lemons look like hands, you might have a Buddha hand citrus tree. They are really fragrant and exotic.
No, it was definitely just like effed up looking lemons. You know the ones. You've seen them. They look like they're sort of growing a whole nother lemon around the outside. And there's like four other lemons protruding. And I've seen those Buddha hand ones. Those are kind of neat. I just don't know if the lemons are any good, so is it worth having them?
It's official, says 510. Sarah and Vinny know nothing about computers and technology. Not a bad thing, just funny.
That is totally true. This is what I know about it. Apparently, you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to type fast.
408 says, SMH, you guys are completely foolish trying to explain coding.
That's true.
I hate stupid people. Computer science major in programming here.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sorry. Uh-oh. You're going to be surrounded by stupid people your whole life, so get used to it, jerko. Yeah. I hate a-holes, so I guess we all hate somebody. Douche.
Yeah, it was a little brutal.
Yeah, F you.
Vin, we live 3 blocks from the beach in Aptos, and my kid did lemonade stands. On one hot tourist-laden Saturday, he made $95
all
in 2 hours.
Woo!
And was only charging 25 cents each.
Wow.
But yeah, everybody gave him like a dollar or even $5.
Yeah.
That's from Steve.
So he sold 4 glasses altogether. It's just fun. Kids like it. And, I always felt like that was a good way for them to interact with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? My kid went on to have a nice year-long career at Pete's Coffee, where he put his lemonade skills to the test and found them lacking. He had a lot more work to do at Pete's. He couldn't call his mommy to come watch the stand while he went inside and watched his show.
Right.
It's like, but I don't want to be, but.
Okay. 707 says, are you not doing the secret show anymore?
We're doing one today.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. We're going to make history.
Yeah. Honey, you and I.
Vaping. A single Juul pod is equal to a pack of cigs. Kids are blowing through pods in a day. It is a huge issue in junior high schools. In addition, it is now decriminalized to be in possession of nicotine products at any age. Only caveat is at school. Also, with regular vapes, there are toxic chemicals on par with the crap in regular cigs. It's an issue, and parents are a bit clueless about it. A frustrated cop that worked in schools for a bit.
Okay, thank you. It's the equivalent nicotine, not the equivalent tar. You're not smoking. It's water vapor. And what you're doing is taking it away from the people who are using it because they don't want to smoke real cigarettes anymore.
Right.
What are you owing about? What's happening? Oh,
nothing. He's just leaving us.
Oh. Well, I'm getting used to that.
Yeah. Good morning, Sarah and Vinny and crew. My name is Brandon. Today is my 40th birthday, and I've been a loyal listener since I was a teenager. I've been to, I would love to get a birthday shout-out. Oh. OFOC.
Brandon? Is that his name?
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Brandon. 40's a big one. It's all downhill from here.
Finn got his wife's things because you share internet at home.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how...
The crossover happens,
but I was getting ads on my Instagram for something she ordered.
Yeah, listen, people are listening to you, and I was even reading some story today where they're saying you should cover up the selfie camera on your phone, because when, you know, it's looking at you.
The whole time.
Yeah. I frown all the time, too. I was using those Animoji things that I found the other day. You can make your own face and everything.
You gotta get on Snap, Sarah. Dude, you love the filters.
Snap rules, dude.
I know you love the filters.
Snap is awesome. Mm. Snap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Snap.
Snappity
Everybody
snap.
Buy stock in that. It was just, I realized, I'm like, wow, that's like a super frowny looking face. Why is it? And I went, oh, because I'm frowning.
Right.
That would be me.
You guys are about to hit 15 bucks.
Oh, you mean Snap?
Yeah.
All right. I'm almost
Wait,
back
isn't that down? Wasn't it up at 16 or something?
No, it was at 14.
No, it was at 14. It's up.
It's good. Right good now. Job, Vinny.
Nice, I didn't do anything. Vinny. Except lose. I've been lost for a long time.
It's coming back.
I'm not
back.
Even back yet.
It's coming back, baby.
Our pediatrician told us Flaming Hot Cheetos are basically poisoning kids. My then 9-year-old was having chronic stomach pain. He was getting Cheetos from his friends at school because I won't buy that bleep. All right. My daughter dips Flaming Hot Cheetos in cream cheese.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Oh, that's so healthy.
Sounds like a great snack. Damn.
Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, my God. Enough with the I have to get up early crap. Go out and party with your dedicated listeners one night. I get up at 3 a.m. every day and run behind a garbage truck all day, 10 hours a day, for the norm. I race dirt bikes on the weekends and get 2 weeks off a year, and I'm 53 years old.
Sometimes you gotta. But how clever do you have to be? Like, we gotta have our wits about us.
Sometimes you gotta be tough. P.S. Love you guys.
Also, I'm old. I just don't have that in me. Like, congratulations on being, I'm sure, very physically fit.
There's all kinds of different peoples in the world.
I'm the kind that needs to get to bed, or I start to freak out. All right, you know what? I'll try and stay up. I'll try and stay up till like 8:30.
Oh, I can't do it.
Who cares? We have
Look, everybody's
right
got their different levels of strength.
Yeah.
Plus,
you know?
Complaining feels good.
Look at Hooman.
Hooman's level is very low right now.
He's here with excruciating back pain. That takes strength.
Well, don't worry. He's coming back 3 days a week starting in September.
Oh, my God.
Turn off those lights,
Is that true?
Turn off the lights.
You know what? He's coming back 3 days a week. Turn off the lights, Nicole. It's fine.
My boyfriend and I were watching the murder mystery movie with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler last night, and he paused it for a second. And looked at me very seriously and said, "Oh my God, dude, Jennifer Aniston sounds like Sarah from Sarah and Vinny. I thought you'd want to know, Sarah.
She's like my best friend. In my mind, she is.
I know.
Let me hear her talking. I don't think we sound the same.
Hooman, what do you think of a Wilkes Bashford suit for Vinny's wedding suit?
Oh, what's
They're impeccable, yes?
They're good. I was surprised that Hugo Boss didn't work for you.
There's a bunch of different cuts. The one I got felt super baggy and a little bit square shouldered.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to have skinny leg suit.
I don't need it
on.
Skinny leg,
yeah,
but I don't need
leg.
It baggy either.
Yeah, Wilkes Bashford's great. I mean, it's a San Francisco institution.
Oh. So you just looked that up, huh?
Institution? No, I've been to a bunch of parties at this place. He died, unfortunately.
Oh dear.
The guy's name is Wilkes?
Yeah.
Sounds like two last names.
Bashford.
Acne when you're 12. I'm almost 26 and this stuff doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Another one. I'm 43 and still have acne problems on my face.
It's true. Once in a while, you get like some big zit. Like, where did this come from? I'm 50-something years old. Really? A big old zit? Come on.
Bless you.
Dolce & Gabbana has some pretty cool suits. I mean, they're a little over the top, but I think you could pull it.
I don't know that I would want to pull that. That seems like a bit much.
Yeah.
Financially and maybe style-wise, it might be a little shiny for me.
All right, well, this one's $4,000.
No,
but just
you
don't.
This is a one-day thing.
See it? Can you see?
I don't know why you're not just renting something.
Oh, yeah, that is a little much.
I'm not going to rent a suit.
A gold lamé. Double breasted. That is, you know what, Vinny? You should totally get that. You know what you should do? You should wear that gold lamé apron that you had stuffed with margarine that time. That would be the look.
What margarine?
I'd want
what
to gold? Know better.
415 says, can't stop laughing. You guys are so messed up picking on Sarah, but so fun.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
When do we do that?
Is Sarah making out with guys now? I thought she was coming out this coming Pride.
Sarah is not making out with guys and not coming out either.
Those days are over?
Yeah.
Check out Vinny knowing all the Marvel world. Look, I've watched
you just
every
watched
show
the
now.
One,
the
right?
whole thing. All of them.
You saw Endgame too?
Oh, whoops.
Endgame?
Forget it.
Yeah, I saw Endgame. I went alone. I told you that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, here it is. No, the peacock feathers on it are a little much.
Oh, that's beautiful, Vinny.
It's too much.
Oh, it's so... You know what? Guys should have more choices. Like, that's beautiful. Yeah. The guy is a peacock.
Vinny, over the last 2 years, I went to 2 nephews' weddings, and the receptions were silly, and they had the selfie dance.
What's a selfie dance?
I have never heard of it.
Is that when you just dance with your phone and just look at yourself and what kind of great moves you have?
My motto in life, a girl's got to eat. Oh. It's about the dating and the taking the food and the... Oh, Hooman, I can so relate. I have something weird going on with my lungs, and I'm having a PET scan on Monday.
Oh, boy.
My husband is stressed, not because of me, but... His mom lives with us and is slipping into dementia. Today, our son is moving to Issaquah, Washington. It's hard to crunch the family along with you. Sigh. Hooman's right. There's a lot.
Yep.
It's easier for him to handle his...
Yeah. No, it's for sure it's a thing.
Hooman is so bitchy. He makes everything seem so difficult. Just whines and whines about everything. All the physical issues are manifested through his attitude.
Maybe you should just go to a therapist.
Get him.
Did you guys stop doing the Secret Show podcast? No.
We're doing one tonight.
Tonight.
Hooman is such a whiny baby.
Oh.
Is that Garage Cat? Hooman whines.
Hey.
All right, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back to say goodbye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, here we go. Off we go into the wild blue yonder.
Thanks so much for listening today. We know that things get a little weird when we have, you know, broken up weeks and live shows and weird alarms going off from the very beginning
we
of
start the show in a really weird way.
From the crack of the mic, things went kooky today. But thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll see you up in Sonoma.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll go more smoothly. Maybe we got all the kinks out of the way this morning, Vinny. We're gonna do a wonderful photo shoot. We're gonna have a nice dinner, just the kids on the show and our little friends and family. That's always fun. Then we're gonna rock a secret show, and then we're gonna pool party like no one's done it before with llamas and crap.
It is a good day ahead.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning we're doing the show live from Sonoma, from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That is open to all. Come by, have a little breakfast, sit down, take up some space. We'd love to have you out there, 6 to 9 tomorrow morning in Sonoma.
All right, then. Have a
great
good one.
Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.